Oh, you're videoing us. We should be saying it to you.
Huh? No, he has the thing. I'm just...
He's the spy.
You're just spying on us. Hi. How are you? Tim, sure.
Yeah. Tim.
Yeah, yeah. That's why. That's how that happened.
Try to get it right.
Was it difficult to not only adapt this, like, huge story because of all the... such a multi-layered comic and the consequences and hang off of it and then you have to fit into this new environment.
It wasn't hard for me because Tim did most of the heavy lifting. He would just show it to me and I'd say, no, not this.
Mostly, he had a lighter. He would light it on fire. He'd say, get
this
rid
is
this
what I think.
No, you know, it is interesting. We had multiple missions that we had to accomplish.
That's
and, you know, doing justice to the comics was paramount. But, you know, one of the great things is we had, you know, Mike Carlin was there with us every step of the way from DC, and we always felt like we were in good hands as when it came to adapting the story from that perspective. Now, also serving the universe of the DC movies, animated movies, you know, that was something we worked with as well. But again, we have great, it was such a great team. I mean, James Tucker was, you know, was in every story meeting from the beginning with us, hammering out, making sure that we were staying true to the universe that he's created.
And Sam Liu is such a sensitive director. He wants every scene to have a beginning, middle, and end, and have a point, unlike this comment that I'm making right now.
I got to ask the important question. Whose idea is it to give Nathan Fillion the best one-liners?
It's Nathan Fillion's.
It's pretty much Nathan's idea. You know, I remember, yeah, he came in and said, I demand better one-liners. No, I'm just kidding. He's isn't he fantastic?
Nathan, especially with that voice for Green Lantern, you can't help but write one-liners. Like, if he, it just comes naturally.
I'm going to break some news.
I'm ready.
I can think of at least one one-liner that was not supposed to be Green Lantern that we gave to Green Lantern because Nathan was doing it.
Yeah.
And we said, well, this is just a home
you
run.
You can't say who, too.
I can't say anything
because
else.
Because then the actor's going to be mad.
Yeah, but they were all wonderful.
Yes.
But when you have Nathan Fillion doing one-liners... You know, I could have written those all day.
But that's not all he can do. He can do two-liners. He can do three-liners.
You know, you don't want to get too far out. Four lines is a tough. Just kidding. We love you, Nathan.
You guys did a great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.